I recognize that if I'm going to believe in Jesus, I need to be genuine and take it seriously. And I'd suggest that so do you in your own spiritual journey. All of the religions say that you have to work your way to heaven in one way or another. Christianity is the only one, perhaps along with Judaism out of which it arises, that recognizes the vast divide between me and the Almighty Holy Creator. I cannot bridge that gap merely by my own human effort. And Jesus in the New Testament didn't just come along out of nowhere. It's rooted throughout the entire Old Testament. The events go way back to creation. Much of the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. So by extension into the Old Testament, Christianity predates every other religion on earth. I have taken Jesus seriously, and my life has changed. If yours hasn't, I encourage you to pursue that. And if you've had that experience, I hope that you'll continue pursuing it. I went from all this analyzing to tremendous experiences of the Spirit of God in my life. It's been exciting. I've experienced physical healing, psychological and emotional healing. My life has meaning that it could never have had before, purpose and direction that it could never have had before. I have joy that I could never have had before. I sense and feel the power of God in me. It's not to say I don't have bad days. I do, just like you. But God is there with me, making sense, leading, directing, and making things new. Makes all the difference. And you know, despite all of the evidence I've been talking about, I must still come to Jesus Christ by faith. He has determined to accept me in no other way. He only has relationship with those who receive him by faith. He demands that I go beyond the evidence, turn from my human pride, repent of my sin, and receive him by faith. I've become convinced that anyone who is a genuine seeker of truth will eventually become a follower of Jesus, who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." This has to be a personal encounter. It cannot simply be true, it has to be true for me. Standing in a garage doesn't make me a car any more than sitting in a church makes me a Christian. I have to agree with the truth. I have to embrace it and receive it and live it. That's what brings life change, that encounter, that personal encounter. Jesus said in John chapter 8, 31 and 32, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Free from what? He goes on to describe that it's free from sin and bondages. And it's freedom from anything that hinders our relationship with him in this life and anything that hinders eternity with him in heaven. We stand before this almighty, holy God, and we're unworthy. But he loves us and paid the price so we could be forgiven and have relationship with him. But why did Jesus have to die? Well, as simply as I can say it, our Creator God is a God of holiness. He is absolutely pure, absolutely separate, absolutely above and beyond his creation. And we, in our sinful state, in our fallenness, in our imperfections, can in no way ever stand in front of him or be near to him or have any relationship with him, because his holiness will not allow that. So we're separate from him. God is also a God of justice, a God of judgment, a God of making judgment on wrong and punishment and reward. And his justice insists that anything that is offensive to God, anything that is unclean or sinful, must be destroyed, must be killed. And so we stand under a death penalty We must die for our sinful state and be in eternal separation from God. But God is also a God of love. And it's that love that leads God down to our level. That's where we got Jesus, who, because of his love for us, died in our place so that we could live with him. And that's what Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection are all about. In the cross, he took our place that we deserved. He took it for us. We identify ourselves with him, and we receive forgiveness as a result. And in the resurrection, Jesus won victory over the devil's hold on death and Hades. And through that resurrection, as we identify ourselves with Christ, we ourselves receive eternal life. This is the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To be way oversimplified, you might think of the Father as God in his essence of who he is, God the Son as God as he came to us in the form of Jesus, and God the Spirit as God as he works in our lives here and now. What kind of a God would die for us? I'll tell you what kind of a God. A God of amazing love. If you're not yet a follower of Jesus, I want to encourage you to consider and pursue your own journey toward faith and freedom in Jesus Christ. If you are a believer, I want to encourage you to gain a stronger grasp on what you believe and why. Continue your journey of increasing understanding and faith. Don't let anything stop you. Let me pray with you. Our God in heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I thank you for my friend who's been listening. Guide them along the way into the truth that sets us free. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you on your journey.